Our boy Jeff Fry from a Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry. Can't really talk about that. That's kind of the bison theme, but let me talk about the bison. A couple things going on with the bison, but the Vikings. I don't know what we can say about the Vikings. Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, huh? So, yeah, the Vikings. Well, you know what? It's hard to be a Vikings fan these days.
Whoa. It is very hard. Well, so, you know, there's a lot of things that are weighing into not only being a Viking fan or not, but to being a fan of the NFL. On a side note, I want to ask you. I know you're watching the Vikings, but are you? Because I'm a bit disenfranchised with all the BLM stuff and all the social justice, you know, business going on with the NBA and the NFL, and I've just kind of I'm a bit disenfranchised and disconnected this year. Did you feel any of that?
Well, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, it's not a normal season. Without people in the stands, it is not as enthusiastic as it was a year ago.
Truly.
And I think the whole thing is just more of a letdown. The games are not as intense without the audience. You know, it just seems like they're going through the motions. I mean, it happened with baseball. When they brought baseball back with no fans,
yes,
in the stands.
Exactly.
Like right now, you know, you got the American League Championship and the National. Who cares? I haven't watched a single game, and usually I watch those games, but it just is not, there's no enthusiasm. And the same thing is happening in football. When the quarterback has to whisper the play so the defense doesn't know what he's calling, that's just too weird.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who your team is. Nothing is normal. The other thing, what are these refs looking at? I mean, oh, my God, do they miss calls. One time they call pass interference, you know, and the guy never gets touched. And the next time he gets mugged, no call.
Yeah, I've read all the, you know, a ton of stuff on that, too. And that's just not with the Vikings. That seems to be league-wide, too.
Right. You know, I think they're trying to put their best foot forward to give us entertainment.
Right.
But the quality of the entertainment, listen, if we had three seasons like this, all major sports would be done.
Right.
At least the owners would be cutting these contracts in half, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this kind of shows us that we are totally overpaying athletes.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I don't. Obviously, they weren't overpaying them when everything was normal before the COVID, because they, you know, they're making money or not. Some aren't, you know. But now you're right. You just can't not do it. I mean, and that doesn't. I don't care if you're talking about the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. You go half a season with no fans, no concessions, no nothing, no merch sales. You go right down the list of ways they make money, and there's no way you pay LeBron's or Kirk Cousins or anybody's major league salary with those kind of diminished incomes and diminished, you know, attendance. It's not going to sustain itself. No way.
No, it's not. It's not going to. In fact, who's running out there to buy any jerseys?
Right.
Yeah, nobody.
That's
right
just
now.
Another part of the well.
Nobody's buying any jersey because there's just no interest. Nobody's is excited about any team, you know.
Yep.
And even when a team is down, like when Kansas City was down last week, you didn't see any kind of it was kind of like, oh, well,
yeah,
we'll get the next one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's just kind of a nothing burger, kind of a, you know, a season. If you ever wanted a season to hunt more or do more around the house, this seems to be the one. Well, the Vikes started off 0-3. They did get a win against the Texans. Then they came back and darn near beat Seattle. That looked like they were going to pull that one out. Didn't happen. Now we got...
They played the best against Seattle. There's no question.
Yep.
And really, if Kirk Cousins could have just went down and put up points in that last drive, you know, I mean, they needed to put up a touchdown. You know, I think Zim made the right call on fourth down. You're either going to win it right there or you're not. Unfortunately, our quarterback couldn't connect. You know, I don't know what the play calling was a little questionable for that series. But, you know, they had their chances. And the reality of it is they were the better team on the field until the very last drive for Seattle.
Yeah.
So, you know, it looked promising, but they're kind of playing for a high draft pick, and that's what I'm hanging on to right now.
Well, two words, Russell Wilson, 94 yards, one timeout, and he finds a way to put the ball in the end zone. That's what that guy does. We got the Falcons coming up on Sunday, 12 noon. Falcons are coming in 0-5. They pretty much stink. They've lost their head coach now. They've had some office shakeups as well. Looks like that might be primed to let the Vikings get another win and go 2-3, I'm thinking.
I think that's going to be their win, and then they could lose the next five, to be honest. And I'm a diehard Vikings fan, yeah. So for me to say that, that's hard.
I know.
But that's the reality of it, you know. This is, you know, you got to bite the bullet one time to get good draft picks. And I think that this is the year it could happen.
Interesting. Yeah, they've got, this is week six, obviously, with the Falcons Sunday. The bye week for the Vikings is next week. And then, as Jeff mentioned, at Green Bay, they've got Detroit at home, travel to Chicago. Then they've got Dallas and Carolina at home through the end of November. So you're right. Those five games, very tough. All of those teams, good. I just don't know if we have, especially three out of those five, if we have any sort of defense to stop, you know, Dallas, to stop the Bears, or to stop Green Bay.
Well, it'll be an interesting one, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. And after that, then you look at the NFL draft.
Yep.
That is going to be a complete, really a mess, too, because you're not going to have the regular film and everything on all of these, you know, kids coming out of the college. Everything is going to be off for this year.
Yeah.
And
I mean, are they even going to
carry into next year?
Are they even going to have a combine? You know, who knows if they can or can't even do that. None of these guys are going to want to run their sprints and do their deal with a mask on. I'll tell you that.
Well, it certainly could be, you know, and we might be wearing masks for the next couple of years, to be honest.
Yeah, who knows? Unless something different happens. Alex is shaking her head. Not me, unless I'm made to.
Yeah. I'm tired of lockdowns.
You get Joe Biden in there, he'll make everybody wear a mask. Hey, we were talking earlier about Cutting Edge Gallery of Jewelry. We're getting close to the holidays. This is also engagement season. A lot of folks, a lot of gentlemen plan to pop the big question in the fall and plan for a summer wedding. And your team is so awesome, man. I just got to give, I've got a couple friends that have young, in fact, our, my cousin from Valley City got married last summer and they got their rings from you guys. And they just, people that I know that work with you guys are just so happy because their budget's always met. Their expectations are always exceeded, and that's kind of what you do, isn't it, brother?
Yes, it is. Listen, the hottest cut right now is the oval diamond, and I just cleaned Israel out of top shelf oval diamonds.
Did you now?
We bought a bunch of them this week. I had them all shipped in. We cherry-picked the best. We made a deal. So I'm here to tell everybody, in an oval, now, understand this. Only about 20% of ovals are cut super right that give you the full brilliance throughout the entire stone. Most of them have what you call a bow tie in the middle, and that's what it looks like. It's a dark bow tie because the cutting isn't right. Okay, but at a cutting edge, we have all of them. And I got a crazy good deal because I took a big amount of stones. We got a great buy, and now we're passing these savings on to our customers. And right now, oval is red hot. And at a cutting edge, we have at least 100 to 200 ovals to choose from. So we have a stone for everybody's budget. Now, guys, if you want to be a winner, you put a diamond on her finger and let her know that she's the most important person in your life. It doesn't matter if you've been married a couple of years. It doesn't matter if you've been going out just a couple of months.
Right.
If she's the one, it's time to do it. A lot of you guys, you've been living together for a bunch of years. What better way to let her know that how valuable she is than to put a diamond on her finger? And guys, when you do that, life gets a lot better.
Lock it in.
Mama's
lock
happy.
It in.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody's happy.
Or if the girlfriend's...
You know, and at a cutting edge...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, at a cutting edge, you got 2,000 mountings to choose from with the greatest prices, too. So it's a win-win. So lots of people are taking advantage of this. The other day, a 35th anniversary, a 40-year anniversary. So people are doing upgrades. Every day, multiple engagement rings are going out. And ladies are coming in and buying diamond earrings themselves. And they're, you know, they start with one size and they do the upgrades.
There you go.
Listen, it's a turbulent time right now in this country. So if you want to take a break and have some fun and put a smile on your face, come on over to a cutting edge. And I guarantee you the rocks will make you smile.
That's right. No doubt about it.
Hey, and something I got to give you a shout out on your website. If you go to acuttingedgejewelry.com, under the engagement and wedding tab, there is 4 steps to buying an engagement ring that every new couple needs to read. It will pave the way and make the process so much easier for you. And just, again, cuttingedgejewelry.com, or give them a call, 701-356-7700. There is not a better jewelry buying experience in the FM than Jeff and the crew at A Cutting Edge. Good to talk to you, my man. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Once again, go Vikes.
Go Vikes. There you go.